Welcome to Vet Zone, where passion for animals, science, and medicine lives. Welcome to I Just Don't Give a Gram. Gosh, Grammit, why is it that every time I take a class or read an article that involves bacteria, there is an insistence on explaining whether it is gram-negative or gram-positive? Who cares? After all, you culture the bacteria, you perform an antibiotic sensitivity test, then you prescribe the correct antibiotics. Done and done. No gram nonsense involved, right? Well, let's take a closer look at gram typing and see what practical importance it truly has. Now, unless you're a bacteriologist or have a similar profession, memorizing the status of every common bacteria may not be helpful. However, understanding the differences between gram-negative and gram-positive and knowing their impact is both fun and practical. I promise. The development of the gram stain. Working late, in a late 19th century Berlin morgue, Dr. Gram developed a stain that would help differentiate the bacteria responsible for typhoid fever. While most bacteria would take up this dye, Salmonella typhi would not. This inability to take up the gram stain would identify gram-negative bacteria. Later, the world would understand that this dye can differentiate an essential morphologic difference between bacteria. Gram-positive bacteria might better be called monoderms because they have a single outer membrane. With two layers, gram-negative bacteria are also called diderms. With only a few exceptions, this dye can correctly identify between one or two membranes. Gram-positive bacteria have been theorized as the first form of self-contained life on Earth. These organisms would need to have a thick outer exoskeleton to provide stress resistance to the harsh outside and the most lonely of worlds. Soon after life began on Earth, these little monoderms began fighting with each other. To accomplish the destruction of each other, they generated toxins which they secreted on the outside. Gram-positive bacteria are known to be producers of exotoxin. Gram-positive bacteria, the good and the bad. Bacterial exotoxins are responsible for food intoxication. This differs from traditional food poisoning in that the exotoxins generate the illness rather than the infection from the bacteria. These toxins, such as the alpha toxin made by Staphylococcus aureus, are often heat stable. This means that cooking contaminated food will not prevent illness to people or pets. We have another name for these exotoxins. We call them antibiotics. Gram-positive bacteria produce them to compete and fight with other bacteria. We take advantage of the situation, purify and formulate their products to make antimicrobial medicine. Many of the antibiotics that we use today are from these monoderms. Bacterial evolution. Our evolution may have started on the gram-positive side. It is hypothesized that the antibiotic warfare between gram-positive bacteria was a significant influence in the evolutionary leaps to both the gram-negative bacteria, as well as the superkingdom known as archaeon. While it can be said that archaea typically do not cause disease in humans or animals, this cannot be said for gram-negative bacteria. If this evolutionary path is correct, it is not surprising that gram-negative bacteria have a higher antibiotic resistance than gram-positives. The gram-negative bacteria. Instead of releasing robust quantities of exotoxin into the surrounding environment, gram-negative bacteria have a second external membrane which holds endotoxin. This additional layer gives the bacteria the name of diderm. After the bacteria has infected the organism, some of the bacteria die and the endotoxin is released. Contrary to the name, endotoxin will also be proactively released into the surrounding environment. The amount of gram-negative endotoxin release is much less than that of the gram-positive exotoxin. This released endotoxin can have profound adverse effects and can induce what's called endotoxic shock. This can lead to death. For this reason, sometimes gram-negative bacteria are considered worse, but gram-positive bacteria can also have fatal effects. Some veterinary vaccines utilize inactivated gram-negative bacteria. These Bactrin vaccines are highly sensitive to cold temperatures. The formation of ice particles can rupture the outer membrane and release the exotoxin. This could potentially increase the likelihood of an adverse event with that vaccine. all vaccines should be stored and transported in accordance with manufacturer recommendation. Most vaccines should be held between 35 and 46 degrees Fahrenheit. The diderm's double layer is more sensitive to the environmental pressures than the single thick membrane of the monoderms. Monoderms have learned to cope well with the environment, and some even form spores. Most spore-forming bacteria are gram-positive. Spore now and see you later. The spore form allows the bacteria to go into a dormant state until a more conducive environment appears. When better times come along, the bacteria will go back to their normal reproducing or vegetative state. This type of hibernation can last days, months, or even centuries. A common spore former whose endospore form is famous is Bacillus anthracis, also known as anthrax. This gram-positive bacteria can be inhaled through dust, ingested in soil, or even utilized as a bioterrorist weapon. Should you give a gram? I think you should. These bacterial categories help explain the clinical timings between food poisoning and food intoxication. It can elucidate the propensity for some bacteria towards antibiotic resistance. It reminds us the importance of proper vaccine handling. When thinking about risks of bacterial exposure, this disparity reveals why not all bacteria need moist environments to live. Knowing thy enemy allows us to properly protect ourselves and those we love. Thank you for listening, and see you next time in the Zone.